Now it's time for the Wallops and Assateague Island Report. Here's your host, Robin Rothschild.
Hello and welcome to the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. I'm your host, Robin Rothschild. I have my guest, Sam Serio. He is the organizer of the 26th annual Chincoteague Island Blueberry Festival, which is held at the Chincoteague Center. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Great, Robin. Good to be here.
It's good to see you. Thanks for coming by. So, Sam, the 26th annual Blueberry Festival starts this Friday, July 19th, goes 20th and 21st, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., indoors and outdoors. Sam, this has become quite an event for Delmarva.
Yeah, it started as a little event right there, during the busiest week of the year on Chincoteague. Maybe 500, 600 people dropped in just because there were so many people on the island. And now it's become a Delmarva event where thousands of people attend. It's the largest fine arts and crafts event on the eastern shore of Virginia. We have fine artists and exhibitors that come from a dozen or so states, come from Missouri, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, upstate New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, come from everywhere. And plus plenty of local and regional artists as well. And it's what we call a midsummer shopping experience, Christmas in July, if you will.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
And it's a little bit of everything, and great shopping experience for everyone.
You know, I've been to the Blueberry Festival many times, and I can say that it's what I like about it is it does have such a diverse exhibitors. You've obviously got some fantastic jewelry of all kinds, but you also, you have authors there. It's just so many different types of arts and crafts. And how many exhibitors do you have? You mentioned
around 100.
That's a lot of exhibitors. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing.
We really could have more. We limit it so that the exhibitors have an opportunity to because it's an expense for a lot of them to come. So we want them to have a chance to make money, and we try to keep a balance so there's not too much jewelry. Although that's a struggle. There's a lot of people out there that make jewelry, and we try to keep the categories distinct make it, a nice smorgasbord. People don't use that word anymore. Buffet.
I like that. A smorgasbord.
I dated myself with that word.
a buffet of items.
Right.
Sam, so 26 years, boy, this is really a long-standing event. And, you have been organizing this show for how long now?
This is my eighth year.
This is your eighth year. Can you tell us the history of this show?
Well, I can tell you how I got involved. For a number of years, my wife and I were exhibitors in the show, and that's my ex-wife now. And then I started going away, and we sort of split, and I would do shows away. In fact, I used to do a show up in the Shenandoah Mountains. This was a good time to be up in the mountains as far as I was concerned. And then the show that I was doing changed dates. And I came back and I joined the Blueberry Festival. And the time that I joined it, the ladies who were in their late 80s, it was two ladies that were running it, and they had no help, and they were just done. They made no bones about it. They said, "We are over."
So this is your eighth year. They've been doing it for 18 years.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Right. And they said, if anybody wants to take this show over, we are happy to let you do it, right? So it just so happened that there was another exhibitor behind me, actually, who said, well, I might be interested in taking it over. And I said, well, more power to you. And so I hadn't heard anything. And I called down to the Chincoteague Center, I think it was like in December or so, something like that. And they said, no, we haven't heard anything. So I called the lady. And she said, oh, no, my husband said he'd divorce me if I ever got into anything like that. Now I understand why, because it's pretty all-consuming. And I took it over, and I guess, as they say, the rest is history. And it is a big job.
Yeah, well, and you've made it into a big job, too, by growing the festival,
yeah,
obviously.
I love it.
Now, when back in the day, when these two elderly women had it, how many people would come and how many exhibitors would you assume or guess?
20, 25 exhibitors, 50, I mean 500 on a big year.
And we need to just say that this festival is the week before, the weekend before Pony Penning, which is the pony auction and swim and all that on Chincoteague Island. This festival has always been the weekend before Pony Swim, correct?
Correct. So, I mean, in years previous to my takeover, people just fell into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Gave them something else to do.
Well, I mean, it was like they just opened the door and maybe stuck a sign up and said craft show out in the front and people kind of fell in. There was no music. There was. They did have the blueberries, though, and there was no music, and there was no food.
Well, let's get into that. Let's hear what the festival is like these days, and what this year's festival is going. What people will find.
Okay, where to begin? Okay, well, let's talk about the blueberries, and all things blueberry. We have fresh blueberries. And they are the, these are not the kind of blueberries that you could, that you find at your, even your farm markets or your produce stands or certainly the grocery stores. These are big, gourmet, succulent, over-the-top blueberries that are really hard to describe. They're like little plums. They're great. And they freeze amazingly well. So, I mean, I myself get 30 pounds of them.
That's amazing.
They freeze so great.
And they are healthy for you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yep, they're one of them. Yeah. It's right.
Very high in antioxidants. Yep. These are mostly in smoothies, but my son has always just taken them out and just eaten a bowl of frozen blueberries.
I know a lot of people that do that, actually.
Yeah. They're great like that. So the person who handles that, his name is Dick Jones, and... you really should pre-order the blueberries, especially if you're coming to the festival on Sunday. And I'm going to give you his number. His to pre-order the blueberries, you want to call Dick at 540-273-2963. I'll say that again. It's 540-273-2963, and that's Dick Jones. They're wonderful.
And he brings down a lot. We were talking prior, and I said, how many blueberries do you guys sell during that festival? And you said, you don't know, but they're trailered in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has a trailer.
If you get 30 pounds, you know.
All I know is that the festival's share of the profits, we split the profits, goes to the police kids, the Ride for Kids.
The Chincoteague Police Department.
Chincoteague Police Department.
Poke Around.
So I just take what I get from him and give that to that.
That's charity. Wonderful, because that is a great cause, and that Chincoteague Police Department does a lot for that community.
Yes, that's a good one. I mean, we've given to other good causes over the years, but they've been a consistent one that we've given to.
So. Very good. Now, blueberries, all things blueberries. Now, how did the Blueberry Festival name come about? You were saying that they were thinking of doing earlier. Well, you mentioned
maybe
they
were fruit, really. Well, blueberries were picked because, again, they hold up really well. They hold up in warm weather really, really well. Whereas strawberries perish very easily. That was that was bandied around as a possible choice, but
and that's so true.
Yeah, I think peaches were considered too, but blueberries won out.
And they do, you know, even in my refrigerator or on my counter, peaches I'll keep on the counter. But if I've got strawberries and blueberries by the same time in my fridge, blueberries last way longer, way way longer. So that makes a lot of sense.
That's why I freeze them. I mean, I'll freeze strawberries, freeze the blueberries, throw them in a smoothie, I'm done with it.
Call it a day.
Okay, so moving along with the blueberry treats, we've got the amazing, the ultimate blueberry pie. by Sugar Bakers. Now, what can I say about this pie? You've had it.
I've had it.
This is not a pie, you know, if you're on a diet, not don't stay away from it.
Not to be taken lightly.
Not to be taken lightly.
This is a blueberry pie.
This is serious.
The
Treat
ultimate.
Yourself. Enjoy. You can get it by the slice, or you can get it by the pie. You can get it by the slice, and you can traipse over to the Island Creamery stand and get a big old scoop of that old-fashioned, homemade blueberry ice cream and put that on top of that blueberry pie. And, oh, my God, you won't care how warm it is outside. That's really, really good. Now, you should pre-order your blueberry pies, especially we mentioned this pre-order, especially if you're coming on Sunday, because they can't control it. They might run out if you know, a lot of the crowds are huge on Friday and Saturday, a little bit less so on Sunday. I really urge you to pre-order them. So excuse me, the Sugar Bakers bakery number is 757-336-3712. I'll say it again, 757-336-3712, and pre-order your blueberry pies.
Because if you have a slice, you're going to want to take home a pie.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you also have other food. Well, you have the blueberry shortcake that I've had
blueberry
there before.
Blueberry shortcake by Diana James.
Yeah, that's good.
Up from Richmond. With them.
That's fantastic.
That's something else. That's why it's good to come 2 days, at least.
Yeah, because you want to eat everything.
You can't do.
We haven't even gotten to the regular food yet.
Right, that's a whole other thing, right? So, and of course, there's, you know, for breakfast, there's the blueberry pancakes and the blueberry muffins. And I know I'm missing something in there, but we've got just about anything you can think of with the blueberry pies. Now, you're talking about what people around here call food. That's supplied by Pepper Jack Grill. They have everything from quesadillas to, or is it quesadillas? We went this.
Tomato.
Right. fish tacos, Italian sausages. There's just wonderful food. People, in fact, there was a rumor that they weren't coming back. I don't know how it started, and I got flooded with emails saying, Sam, say it ain't so.
Yeah, they do a great job.
So,
it's not your regular festival food.
No, it is a cut above. It's
absolutely.
Jay and Annie. So you want to check them out. In fact, they're on, if you want to see their menu, go to ShinkateekBlueberryFestival.com and you can see the full menu there. And by the way, the Blueberry Festival is on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook before I forget that. Would love for you to do that. So, and other food things. The
Church Street Produce, my good friends, Jerry and Paula.
Why don't you attempt to describe the tomato
pie? Well, the tomato pie, and I'm a good person to describe it because I was a taster.
You were a beta tester.
I was the day they said, hey, we want you to come over and try this thing that Jerry invented. And he didn't invent the tomato pie. It's just his style of tomato pie. And I told them right off the bat, you guys got a winner here. Because everybody on Chicateague knows I just love to eat. But I'm telling you, this tomato pie is excellent, and they're going to be there. You can buy little small individual ones or big ones. And again, you know, that's something that Paula and Jerry, they're going to try to keep up with, because I know they're in high demand, as well as the other things that they make. But their tomato pie is really excellent. So I do understand that they'll be there this year.
He's a man running like a hamster in trying to keep up with those pies. Those pies are very difficult to describe, other than the fact that they're just a little piece of deliciousness.
It's just perfect.
And one of the small pies and a salad is just a wonderful summer meal.
Yep.
I love it. A glass of wine.
Yep. I tell you, it is. And those they do. That's one of the first things you want to eat, because you want to get a little something before you go for all the sweets.
You know what I'm thinking here while we're talking about all these food items? And I'm a foodie, and I watch all the food shows and the travels. You know, I love Anthony Bourdain and all those guys. How difficult it is to describe food. And not just to say the same thing over and over again, but, you know, these are all uniquely delicious things.
And it's all local. I mean, you've got, you know, when you're looking at Sugar Bakers and you're looking at Church Street Produce and you're looking at Kelly from the Island Creamery, who we were talking about just before the show about what, you know, here's somebody that's, I'm not an ice cream person. And I will, that Kelly Conklin, his ice cream gets me every time. I mean, it is just, it's off the chart. And, you know, we were talking about how Kelly, his business is very successful, but he's still back there making his ice cream.
In his cut-off dungarees.
He's making the...
You know, he has to make every batch of that ice cream. And when we approached him with making the proprietary blueberry ice cream for the festival, he just jumped at it and he said, I'm in. Let's do it. And he built a whole new display for it this year, too. And
that's cool. Boy, is that good.
He's amazing.
You know, I was just telling you that when I was on Chincoteague, that he's another one that would call me up and say, you want to try some different ice cream? And I'm like, I'm your girl. One of them was licorice ice cream. I liked it, but I don't know if he actually went ahead with that one.
Well, I told you, when I used to do the Daffodil Festival, you know, he took on the challenge to try to come up with a daffodil ice cream. And he approached it as like a... what did I say?
Butterscotch. Which may, I never even would have thought about that.
It was a good choice.
And yeah.
Butterscotch and lemon he was trying to combine
that,
to do.
And if you hold it under your chin, you see a glow.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, I think he was moderately successful at that, but nothing like the blueberry ice cream. That's a home run.
It's a home run. Now, tell us about... the entertainment. You are having entertainment this year.
Every year the entertainment is expanded a little bit, and I think I can do that by memory, even though I couldn't remember butterscotch. Wednesday we have Cole and Young, nice acoustic duo. They're starting the show. And they are followed in the early afternoon by a teen sensation group. I understand they're up and coming, called Teen Nation. So all you young girls, I understand that they should be known. I mean, I'm out of the loop.
Teen Nation. Didn't you mention that one of the kids was like one of those
the
singing
was
shows?
Like a runner-up on one of the audition shows, one of the
singing, like the
singing, yep. Dancing. They sing
America's Got Talent type show.
That kind of thing.
Wow. So, now when is that again? That's Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Then Saturday morning with Hemlock Hollow.
Yeah.
Husband and wife duo.
Very good. I've seen them perform.
Excellent. They're surprised. They're very popular.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Okay, they do Beatles songs and things with a twist. There's just something about the way they perform those songs that are unique. And then in the afternoon, we've got Greg Shoup and the Men with Issues.
I love that. And very good. I've seen Greg perform.
Yes. I especially like him with the band. And then on Sunday morning, it is Melissa Cox, a young singer-songwriter from the, I believe she's from the Philadelphia area. I'm not exactly sure. She's coming down for the event. And by the way, I'm going to jump back to Teen Nation. They're on a tour, and we just happened to catch them between Norfolk and Dover.
So, wow.
Okay, now that I confused everybody. So that's Sunday morning for Melissa Cox, and then Sunday afternoon is Hemlock Hollow again. We also have Moonstruck Music, which is the wandering minstrel couple that we've had. They're back by popular demand. We have and the Piped Piper, the gentleman that plays multiple instruments at the same time.
That would be interesting to see.
You've never seen that?
No, I've never. I've heard of it, but I've never seen him.
He missed one year, so.
I think I do remember that when he missed one year. Boy, Sam, you have really added a lot of entertainment to this festival.
Yes.
It's fantastic. You know, before I forget, though, I do want to let people, there is a small admission fee to the festival, but that includes everything, including all the entertainment.
Right. Yeah, of course, you do have to buy the food and all of that.
Yeah.
But as far as the, you don't pay any extra for the entertainment. Yeah, First of all, let me say you can get dollar off coupons just about everywhere, but if you're coming from out of the area, just go to ShinkateekBlueberryFestival.com and you can print all the discount coupons you want right off the website. Once again, that's ShinkateekBlueberryFestival.com. And the daily price is $5. Kids under 12 are $1. A two-day pass is $8. Three-day pass is $10. And yes, you can use the dollar off coupon for that.
And that's per person?
Per person.
Okay.
Right. And it's held at the Shinkateek Center. If you're using your GPS, that's 6155 Community Drive, Shinkateek Island, 23336. But just go to the website. The address is on there. So that's ShinkateekBlueberryFestival.com. Like us on Facebook if you would. What else do we want to talk about?
Well, I would like to, I want to back up. I want to hear a little bit more about how you organize this and also talk about your vendors. So you have, you know, how people can become a vendor in the future.
Yeah, thank you. We have exhibitors that come from all over the country. And a lot of them are professionals. And we also have local, people that are localized mm-hmm. and regional.
Like my friend Pam, like with
friend
her broken
Pam
shell
her
jewelry.
Broken shell jewelry. She's a Shinkateek girl. You really need to be thinking ahead to be an exhibitor in this. I mean, I got a lot of calls just this week, just this morning. Can I still get in the show? Or people say, can I rent a table or whatever? You got to be thinking about this at least in the spring. To get in the show. So we encourage new blood, new artists in the show. And again, back to the website, ShinkateekBlueberryFestival.com. Start looking in the spring under exhibitors, and you can get an application right there, and we'd love to see what you got.
And you just get it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you? You've been working. How long does this show to take you to organize it?
Let's see, the show is 19, 20, and 21. On 22, I will be dead all day. On 23, I'll start working on the 2014 show.
Yeah, it's a big project.
And it never stops.
I don't think people realize how much goes into this. Sure. And just, you know, when you are dealing with 100 different people, and sometimes two people with one of those vendors. It's a lot. I'm sure it's a lot.
One of the biggest advertising vehicles is the Shinkateek Island. I'm just going to give you an example. Is the Shinkateek Island Visitor's Guide. And the artwork is due, I think, the second week or third week of August.
Wow. Which makes sense. Because they got to get it out.
Because they have to get it together.
Wow.
To have it out by January to get it. So everybody, exhibitors,
right.
If anybody's listing that's an exhibitor out there, that's the kind of cycle you need to be thinking on is way, way in advance, not at the last
minute. I mean, that's like a month that you have. Good for you, Sam.
Took me a little while to figure it out, too, I want to tell you. So anyway, yeah, we have leather people, and we have garden art people, and we have all kinds of jewelry, not much duplication of the kinds of jewelry. We really try to keep the individual jewelers diverse from one another. We have coppersmiths, we have soft sculpture, watercolor artists, oil painters, photographers, authors selling their books.
Fantastic. I did want to ask you a question. You're also having pony rides this year, correct?
Yes. Well, yeah, for the kids, we've got pony rides, and I mentioned earlier the face painter. We're not sure she's going to make it this year. We're hoping, got her fingers crossed, she's been ill. But
pony rides are good for the kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially the weekend before Pony Penny.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Well, you know, kids, you know, we were talking earlier, they don't change. Kids are kids. And they love pony rides until they don't. You know? And then it's like, It's like we're saying with my son. It's like now it's like girls and ESPN, and it just changed.
Really? You want me to get on that pony, Dad? Where last year it was, let me on the pony.
Yeah, I think I coaxed him 1 year to get a photograph.
Was that that in between year?
Right.
Now, will he be helping you this year?
You're not going to post this on Facebook, are you? You better believe it. I'm going to tweet this baby out.
He'll be there helping you. He's there helping you every year that I've been.
He's a good worker.
Yeah. A nice young man. Payday. Looking for a big payday. It's not for. He doesn't do it out of the kindness of his heart.
No.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they learn. That's the other thing they learn about. Money.
Well, I'm going to tell you. He works hard.
He does work hard. I remember him being little working hard.
Cars and taking trash and all that.
He's a good kid. You're very lucky.
Yes, I am.
Well, Sam, thanks for coming in. And just have a wonderful weekend with the 26th annual Blueberry Festival on Chincoteague
like
Island.
One more time, if I may.
Sure.
It is indoors and outdoors, and it is cool inside. So, you know, you can come, even if it is warm this weekend, you can come in, enjoy it inside, cool. You can skip outside. It is in a green space. We are on Chincoteague Island. We always have a nice breeze. So it's, you know, come on down. You're going to have a wonderful time.
And right there at the Chincoteague Center. And also, I mean, where the, didn't you have a tent last year outside where the people ate? I can't remember that.
We do have tents where the people eat.
That's right. So that, yeah. So it's, you're shaded, and that, because that was a nice area. Because I definitely did. You know, I got food and sat out there and ate. And you can hear the music. It's wonderful. You do a really good job with it, Sam. So, congratulations. Have a great weekend. Again, that is starting this Friday, July 19th, 20th, and 21st, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. each day, held at the Chincoteague Center. Right there on Community Drive, Chincoteague Island. And just have a great one.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's always a pleasure.
And that concludes today's Wallops and Assateague Islands Report.
This has been the Wallops and Assateague Island Report.